I guess I can come down to Earth now. My show is about over, and when my show ends, my life, for all practical purposes, ends. You know, people say, Grease, what a guy. You know, he's always so zesty, so full of life early in the morning, but actually, this is the only time that when I smile. I really have nothing when I leave here. Sometimes I wonder why I even leave the building, since everything that's dear to me is right here on the radio. You see, the problem is, I'm so alone. Ever since you broke my heart. Ever since you tore that thing apart. I'm so all alone. Yeah. Trying to decide what to send you for Christmas this year. I decided I'd just wrap myself up in a big box and seal it real tight and call the post office and tell them to come to my address and pick up a package. The only thing is I'd have my Magnum in there. And I'd blow my brains out so they can deliver me twitching to your doorstep. You cheated and you lied when you told me you'd be true. Oh, how I regret every whispered I love you. You blamed it all on Cupid. You said he'd be the one to hook us. Now I regret ever having laid eyes upon your boil-infested tuchus. And then you'll be at a party with all your friends, and suddenly the package will arrive. You'll giggle and get help as you drag the package into the center of the room. And while all your friends watch, you'll grab a razor blade and slit the lining, and out I shall spill. I shall flop onto the floor in an ever-widening pool of secretia. Everyone at the party will be stunned, shocked, and disgusted as you break down and weep in a corner. Finally, someone will control you. Someone will come over and try to get a grip on your hysteria. They'll say, what's the matter? What's the matter? Are you hysterical over what he's done to himself? You'll say, no, no, he knew I wanted a waffle iron.